Charlotte, I suppose disappointment would be an understatement for that dressing room that you've just stepped out of.
Aye, absolutely. Obviously, like, it'll go by the result and the manner of the results, the last kick of the game. Yeah, that's disappointing. It's just, isn't it? That's sport, isn't it? And that's what I try to explain to the boys. It's all part of their development. It's all part of their journey. Last week, you're on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. You won the game last kick of the game. You're on the other side of it today. So, but listen, I'm immensely proud of them. Couldn't be more prouder in terms of their application all year and today, the honesty and the resilience in them and the attitude just to keep going. And just unfortunately, they're on the wrong side. But it's, they say it's sport and they just got to learn.
What did you feel at half time? You're 4-2 up, but from watching the first half, you said loads of the ball. Did you feel you should have been further ahead, or what was your sort of take on it?
It was probably very frustrating. Obviously, like the way Derry had set up, and it set up very defensively, and their number six, Joey Mullen, was sitting in the wee pocket, and we just couldn't penetrate it, couldn't break the lanes, and they were well organised. For an under 17 team defensively, they were well organised, like, so there was a wee bit of a breeze there as well, so we didn't get enough shots away. We didn't have a lot of ball, but we just didn't maximise that. We lost it a couple of times too, a bit of sloppiness and stuff. So when we were getting the shots away, we were very successful on their kick out, and we just didn't get enough of the good shots away. So that was disappointing. Yeah, we were still in a good enough position at half time. So that just didn't happen then.
There was a stage in that second half where it maybe felt like yous were going to be the team. I know there's a lot of it was down to it looked like an extra time type game, but there's a stage when you sort of felt as if yous had the sort of ascendancy for a period.
I did. I think we had a couple of opportunities there to get the winning score. So we didn't get up into good positions. We had a couple of times. Dave had a good shot with his right. It just went wide of the post, you know. So another day that goes over. You know, it's the margins, and that's what they need to. We just need to explain to them. Then boys, like, you know, it's small margins in the big days, like semi-finals and finals. Sometimes you're on the right side of it, and today we were on the wrong side. So I think we did have good opportunities to push home. I think we created maybe nearly a look on the goal once or twice. Got a short kick out one time. I think again they got through. Was going for the carrying, and just wee things like that just didn't go our way today.
As we talk now, the seniors are playing in Killarney. Now, there's a lot of young fellas that broke into that senior group. You have come back from the dead a couple of times at minor level. Today's game was a very tight battle. What learning is there for boys who are looking to make that next step? Because as much as it is minor, senior is the big show that I would say somebody like yourself wants boys to push into. Is that what that's learning's about now?
Yeah, listen, that's what exactly what minor is about, like, and that's what it should be about. And it's about putting mentors in place for these boys, you know, your good coaches and your strength and conditioning coaches, your nutritionists, your medical, and creating an environment for them to understand that what it takes to be the best that you can be, and that's where they're, and we're trying to facilitate that, and we're trying to get them to fulfill their potential. And there's no question about it, there's plenty of potential in that group, but it's still, you're not handed that senior jersey, you've got to earn it, like, and they still have a wee bit to go in that. They're heading in the right direction. Their application to the environment this year has been brilliant. I've had them now 2 years now, I've had them at under 16 as well, so we just need to keep investing in them. In Donegal, we need to keep investing, keep them on their journey.